flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back at it, 7 o'clock on a Thursday. Never thought a reply all conversation would get everybody involved.
My phone is blowing up from everybody who works in an office and what you can do. And
that's right.
My wife texted me. She said, our principal at school always puts in every email, do not reply to all. Another friend of ours texted in and said, there is some sort of lockdown where only certain people can reply. Mm. And they've got certain functions with that. But like... I mean, it's common sense at this point. It's 2025.
At this point, I think somebody's in on it. all right. So just found out via Adam Schefter 7 years ago today, the Kansas City Chiefs traded Alex Smith to then the Washington Redskins in exchange for a draft pick and Kendall Fuller.
Terrible trade. What did we get out of that?
And it would be the pathway started for one young Patrick Mahomes.
How come nobody hates Alex Smith for his role in Patrick Mahomes nationally, right? Like, Alex is on TV and he's awesome on television, like, so good. And you knew he would be, but he's phenomenal on TV. But, like, nobody says, Alex, you helped this guy, right? Like, where's the hatred for Alex Smith in all this? Because he was the ultimate teammate with what he did. And, look, he got paid in D.C. too. I think he got $80 million to be traded to Washington. And, obviously, the leg situation happened and was awful. But I mean, Alex Smith is a consummate pro and did everything right. You know, we have so much, gratitude for Alex Smith, I think, in this town after he's played than when he was playing. I remember when he was playing, people were like, he's not that good. I mean, Alex Smith is a really damn good quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is just a great quarterback.
Yeah. And I think it's just one of those things where great athletes don't make great head coaches.
Nope.
Because their naturally God-given talent has let them go throughout life, right? Yeah. Peyton Manning's not a coach, but he's a hell of an executive, right? Or however you want to look at it. Tom Brady's not a coach, but he's paving his way through what he can do.
I mean, George Brett is the hitting coach, is the prime example.
Yeah, and you look at guys like John Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh, perfect example. Was a quarterback good, right? Went to a couple Pro Bowls, won some playoff games, won against the Chiefs, but like never was great. So he had to do things to get better.
Right.
It's today. And, that's right. Locked. Cocked, ready to rock.
And see, I think a lot of that is, though, like these athletes that are so good, like the George Bretts, the Patrick Mahomes of the world, it just comes natural and easy to them, right?
Yeah.
Like George can't teach, hitting because he just did it, And then Patrick Mahomes, like you can't teach what Patrick Mahomes does because it's unteachable. It's natural.
So I will say this. There's something that, is special about like being able to relate it and to a point that is, easy to, transition to the field. So like when Alex Smith was here, which he did something that is unheard of by a lot of quarterbacks, which is basically like, hey, this guy that's like 10 years younger than you, who's going to be more talented than you, who's the future of this team, we need you to like kind of get him to speed and he's going to take over your job. Brett Favre was an ass about it. Aaron Rodgers was an ass about it. Ben Roethlisberger was an ass about it. All these guys are like, I'm not doing that. Well, nobody did that for me. It's like, yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. And Alex Smith is always brought up, and I've said this 1,000 times, and Patrick Mahomes is in every season. Like, it always goes back to, Alex teaching me this. Like, taught him how to read zones, taught him how to know in situational times, like, hey, there's going to be a time where they're going to send this. You'll be able to see it because this is what they do. But what Alex Smith didn't have to teach him is, you know, how to throw it 100 yards, how to throw it, you know, on a dime, rolling out to your left, sideways, underarm, left-handed, all this stuff. So, again, Patrick Mahomes is great, and we know that. And he's going to eventually be the greatest of all time. But unfortunately, I do think even if he does win a three-peat, he's not quite there to get to Tom Brady. And what I mean by that is Patrick Mahomes is not 30 years old yet.
That's right.
That's an advantage on his side. Tom Brady, you could argue, had three different Hall of Fame careers. And Patrick Mahomes has had a Hall of Fame career. Like, if he ended it after a three-peat, was like, nobody else can compete, I'm done, first ballot, first time he's available, he's there.
He was a first ballot Hall of Famer per Therese Paylor after winning that Miami Super Bowl.
Okay.
5 years ago, Therese said he's a first, and that was year two of Patrick Mahomes.
And I'll respect
he's already
that.
In.
I'll respect
and
that.
Therese was a voter at the time.
Right. But I think Mahomes, which is an advantage, it's not a disadvantage, I think Mahomes is still too young to be the greatest of all time. Because, I'm sorry, but he's kind of done the reverse of Tom Brady's career. Tom Brady won, you know, when he was like 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. And then when he got to like that 07 year with Randy Moss, it was like the ceiling was off. It was like, okay, this guy actually can't do it. And I was listening to Andy and Colin Cowherd yesterday on Andy Reid on The Herd. And Colin brought up a good point. He's like, when we talked about Brady, we didn't talk about like powerful arm, you know, doing the improvisation. It was like, this guy's just a stone cold killer that knows how to win and play situation. Like, how many times you watch Tom Brady game? 5 yard out, 3 yard over, 4 yard out.
And
it was just chip, 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 Vinatieri field goal. Mahomes is going to eventually get there, but that's when the other part of his career will start. Like, this era that is this 25 to 30 year old man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dude's still kind of a kid.
Yeah, he is.
Which is a baby goat.
Right.
Right? No pun intended. A lot of pun intended. So his window is going to be open for 10 more years. Brady, when he got to like 35 to 40, was another Hall of Fame career.
Mm-hmm.
Also from when he was 30 to 35 and 25 to 30. Mahomes is one third of that. So he's got a lot of time. He will get there because he will play that long. I even think, even with a three-peat, I still don't think, I know a lot of people will. It's fine if you do. But I think he's got to have more time to consider to be that, because the numbers are going to come. The titles are going to get close, especially with the three-peat, something that nobody's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But what this will do is it will literally close the gap of everyone below him, which I think is more impressive that we don't take advantage of. No more Joe Montana. No more Peyton Manning. No more anybody below him. It's Brady. It's Mahomes. And the race is on.
Yeah, and see, I do think he becomes the greatest of all time because he is doing things that we have never seen before, right, on the field. Like, just from the way he throws, the way he runs, the way he leads, all of this kind of stuff. He's the perfect quarterback. And to me, the winning of the three in the row is the ultimate trump card for everybody in the sport right now. Like, nobody has been able to accomplish something. And when you can accomplish it and get to that point and do it as quickly as Patrick Mahomes has done it, I'm like, yeah, that's greatness right there. Like, the league for Patrick Mahomes was never too big for him, Dusty, right? Like, you see a lot of these guys come up from the minors in baseball and struggle at the plate and have to adjust, and the league adjusts to them and all that. You see guys in the NFL go from college to the pros and not hit the ground running and struggle and not, you know, play well, especially at the quarterback position. Patrick Mahomes came into the NFL, and from the minute he threw a real pass in a real game to where we are today, he's virtually been unstoppable, and he's virtually had the league adjusting to him. And every time the league finally caught up with Patrick Mahomes, he adjusted back. And that's the beauty of it. That's why I think, more so than the championships, is that the league took, what, 2 or 3 years to really figure Patrick Mahomes out. Then they did. He adjusted his game. Then they figured out him again. He adjusted his game. Like, the way that he's played over these last 5 or 6 years is kind of reminiscent to what Tom Brady did through his entire 20-some year career. Because when Brady came into the NFL, it was not a passing league. It was a running league. It was a defensive league. And then as the league changed, Tom Brady changed, right? Got Botox, his face looked good, got the hair done, all that kind of stuff. Supermodel, supermodel, like, and then kind of took off and captured that passing league, you know, where he was with Randy Moss in that era. and then goes on to Tampa and does his thing down there. So Tom Brady is a guy who's changed with the league, but Patrick Mahomes is the guy who has the league changing more so than any other player that I've seen at the quarterback position, and maybe really since Lawrence Taylor, when the league had to change and adjust to somebody who could blitz the quarterback like he did on the defensive side, the league has had to change to Patrick Mahomes. He hasn't changed to the league much.
So let's see here. I'm trying to look at Brady's numbers. So we'll say, I don't know, what do you think, Mac? Probably 2005 when he was 28 is when he kind of started to kick in. He was, you know, that's when he threw for 4,000 yards for the first time.
What year was that?
2005. He was 28. Yeah, so he had played 1, 2, 3, 4 years as the starter before then.
And then go back and look, because there used to be this weird stat out there about there was never a 4,000-yard passer in the NFL. And like there was, somebody hit 3,000 yards one time, you know, years and years ago. Like, oh, my God, 3,000 yards. And then they hit 4,000 yards in the NFL. You're like, oh, my gosh. So that's kind of when the league started to move more towards a passing league.
Yeah, because when Marino did it in 84, he threw for 5,000.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what is this?
An outlier. And it still is.
Who's alien?
He's incredible.
Mahomes hasn't done that yet.
Yeah, I mean, 5,000? Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
twice. No,
but I mean, I don't know that he'll do that again.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't need to. He's done it twice. Yeah. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't need.
But that's it. I mean, that's been it. Like, Marino and Mahomes, there's like, there's nobody really else that's been in that 5,000 yard category. You
Brady
know?
And Manning did it. Brady did it. That's what's even more impressive is Brady did it at the age of 44.
Yeah, Brady did it a 50, couple times, right?
Once.
Or just once?
Twice. Yeah, he did it in 11. He threw for 5,200. And then in 2021, he threw for 5,300, 43 touchdowns.
Yeah, so, and that's amazing. Again, that was the passing league era. But he's adjusted with the league.
Right.
Mahomes has made the league adjust to him.
Yeah, he's tiger-proofed the league.
Yeah, exactly. He really has,
Our guy, Ben Maller, will join us here on the other side, here on Fesco and Dusty and Mac on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, at TheFan965, for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
It is that time of the week where we talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. It's all brought to you by The Landing and Liberty. And, of course, you can catch Ben overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. And, Ben, how's America reacting on your show to this Super Bowl matchup that we saw 2 years ago, but quite honestly seems very compelling to me? I love it. What do your guys think?
Well, you're slightly biased. You're in the belly of the beast, Bob, I think. But, no, it is national outrage. It is neurosis. People are beside themselves. They are convinced the fix is in, that the NFL is making sure the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. It's all rigged. And I tried to point out to people, I want you to know, I've tried to be a voice of reason overnight. And I've said, listen, it's not true. I don't believe it. And I've given some numbers that have been out and about that it's the illusionary truth syndrome, but people don't want to hear it. People are getting upset at me. They're attacking me, saying I'm in the tank because of your show, because of you, Bob and Dusty. They say that I am a shill for the Kansas City Chiefs. I've gotten emails from people complaining about this, that since you go on every week in Kansas City, that's why. But no, you've known me a long time, Bob, and Dusty, you know me for a shorter time, but we've known each other. If I thought there was some real legitimate funny business, I would point it out. That's great talk radio. That's wonderful radio. I just, unfortunately, I don't believe that's going on.
No, it definitely is not going on. The Chiefs are just better than everybody else, and nobody can figure out how to stop it. But I don't remember this vitriol, Ben, really, you know, with New England. I don't remember New England derangement syndrome. It doesn't feel like there was as much hate early on for the Patriots as there is right now for this Chiefs team.
Yeah, the thing I remember about the Patriots is, like, whenever they would win, it would be like, well, that they must have cheated or done something, some funny business. There was derangement with the Patriots also. It's a lot different because, not that Brady wasn't on TV, but you can't watch an NFL game, whether the Chiefs are in or not, without Andy Reid, Mahomes, or Kelce all over your TV. So not only are they on during the game, they're on every commercial break. So it's getting, you know, if you don't really like those guys, you're annoyed by them, you can't get away from them. So there's some of that, but it is next level. And my theory, I have my own theory, that a lot of this is being driven by people who are engagement farming online, because they give you part of the story, they don't give you the whole story. So as we know, being in the media, if you want, you can manipulate any story. It's called a lie by omission. You leave certain things out. I thought Mitch Holthus had a great comment on social media. He pointed out that the Chiefs were 17th, right? The stat he sent out, 17th in drives aided by penalty, while Buffalo was number one. But to me, the lead story, guys, was that Josh Allen had the ball. He's supposed to be the MVP this year. A little over 3 minutes to go. It shouldn't come down to a fourth down play. You're supposed to be the top quarterback in the NFL. Go down and score a touchdown. And he failed, and he's getting a total pass.
He is.
No one's ripping Josh Allen. Everyone's like, well, it's the referees. But what about Josh Allen? What part of the culpability does he have? So.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about that to me, I thought was funny. And Dusty, I don't know if you caught this one as well, but it started making its way around the internets. There was 3:33 to go in the game. Every post-game interview that the Chiefs posted on their social patterns was 3 minutes and 33 seconds long.
Nice.
That's good. That's good. That's stealth ninja-like trolling. I like that. Ninja-like, which, and also 3:33, half the sign of the devil. So you could mix that in there as well. There you go. There's multiple layers to this cake.
You sly guy. Ben, I do want to bring this up because it's interesting how many different like storylines there are. I think that's what this week is meant for us hags that are blowhards and radios, to find as many as we can, or you just go with what it is. But Andy Reid, Philadelphia, obviously that tie, the three-peat action that is Patrick Mahomes in this playoff run, but also it's kind of weird that in the midst of winning 4 Super Bowls overall for Patrick Mahomes, he would have only beaten 2 teams. Is that kind of the reason why I think a lot of people are like, I don't want to watch this because I've seen it before? Like, Brady played the Rams, the Giants, the Eagles, all the other teams. But yet the Chiefs in the Patrick Mahomes run, it's San Francisco 49ers, Eagles, San Francisco 49ers, Eagles.
Yeah, it is bizarre how that has worked out. I don't think that's as big a thing, but you do want new teams, right? That's just in general. Like, if you're not a fan, if you're outside Kansas City or Philadelphia, maybe not Philadelphia is a good example, but outside Kansas City, you're like, I want to see somebody else. I don't want to see the same worn out storylines. It's obviously much different. The Eagles are a much different team with Saquon Barkley this year. So that changes things. But it's just the generals. Like, this is going to be the team. You think of all the legends in the NFL. You think of Montana and Brady and all these all-time great players. And this is the team that's going to be the first in the Super Bowl era to win 3 Super Bowls in a row. That's like, that's really annoying. You got Andy Reid chasing the all-time wins record and closing in. You know, before you know it, he's going to have that record. This is a historical all-time run the Chiefs are on right now, and people are annoyed by it. They're annoyed by it. But I don't think the matchups per se are behind that. I think it's just the whole general, they're numb to the Chiefs because they've been overwhelming the last couple of years.
Yeah, but Ben Maller, people say they're numb to the Chiefs, and then you look at the TV ratings. Only their games were up in ratings this year for the NFL playoffs. Every other game was down from where it was a season ago. 57 million people watched the Chiefs and Bills, the highest-rated AFC championship game. I mean, they just continue to set records. So if people are truly tired of them, they're not showing it because everybody's showing up on the TV set when they play.
All right, so how about the vocal minority? How about that? Not the majority, the vocal minority, the very loud people banging on drums and their smartphones and posting nasty stuff and calling radio shows like mine and, you know, sending me messages and all that. But they're very loud. They have a high volume with their complaints and all that. Of course, the counter argument is, well, they're none of the Chiefs are getting ratings because the Swifties are on. They're the ones watching, and they want to watch. You know, see Taylor on there, and hopefully Travis Kelce will make catches so they can show Taylor Swift on TV and all that. I did love the Eagle fans. I don't know if you guys talked about this. The Eagle fans who are triggered because Taylor Swift's dad was at the game at Arrowhead wearing a Chiefs jacket, and he's supposed to be an Eagles fan, and so this is like a fan violation. They're very upset. Like, come on. Like, what are we doing here? Like, the whole, I mean, come on. It's your daughter. She's the one that's the breadwinner in the family. Of course you're going to go where she is. And she's probably going to marry Travis Kelce, so why would you not go there?
Yeah, I mean, being from Philadelphia, and then you turn your back on them because you're kids. How dare you? It's an evil thing to do. Ben, you've been watching sports quite a while. Patrick Mahomes, what does he mean to Ben Maller?
Well, he provides me content several times a week. So for that, I'm very grateful. No, he's wonderful. When I was a kid, you know, I'm of the age where I saw Joe Montana. I thought no one would be better than Joe Montana. And then Tom Brady came around. I was like, all right, Tom Brady. And now it's like the next incarnation of the quarterback, and it's been great to watch. I mean, I like everyone else, I had questions when he came out of Texas Tech. I was like, I don't know how good this guy's going to be, and then they didn't play him right away, and now he's wonderful. It's a chef's kiss to watch him play. And because unlike the thing about this, we talked about Josh Allen, guys, and how 333 couldn't get it done. Most of these guys don't get it done. Mahomes very rarely doesn't get it done. If the Chiefs get the ball in the Super Bowl down by a field goal with 3 minutes and 33 seconds left, chances are they're going to probably score a touchdown. If not, they're at least going to get a field goal. Like, you feel like 85, 90% confident, where a lot of these other guys, like Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, even Joe Burrow, who I like, you don't feel that confident. Like, he's still not going to get it done. But Mahomes, because he's been so good for so long, it's like he's reliable. He's dependable. It's like, you know, he's going to get it done for you.
Yeah, you do. And that's the beauty of it. And it goes all the way back to that 13-second game. Even before that game, we knew that Patrick Mahomes was going to be able to get it done. And I said to these guys on Monday, I said, if Patrick Mahomes is in that situation with 333 to go down three, we win by four. I mean, it's a foregone conclusion that's going to happen. And that's where I get so upset with all of these people, all regular season, talking about, oh, how great Josh Allen is. He really isn't. He's a Joe, you know?
Well, he was good during the regular season. I'll give him that. But this is, you know, as they said in baseball, legends are made in October. Well, in the NFL, legends are made in January and soon to be February here when we flip the calendar. And that's where the rubber meets the road. And so these guys haven't been able to get it done, where Mahomes consistently has been able to be head and shoulders above everyone else in that. And this is not going to continue forever. At some point, he'll probably lose a game he should win, and nothing lasts forever, but you got to ride the magic carpet ride as long as it'll take you, and there's no end in sight right now. I mean, they win this year, you figure they're going to spend some money in the offseason, improve the team a little bit, fatten up in certain areas, and where does it end? You know, you have no idea, but they obviously have to win Super Bowl 59 before they can worry about number 60.
When it comes to this, I guess this Super Bowl, it is, I mean, the best team in the NFC, what I think would be basically all year outside of Detroit, maybe. I think Minnesota was good, but I don't know if they were Philadelphia or Detroit good. Best team in the AFC all season. Again, I don't understand the hatred of the people that say, well, I'm just not going to watch. I think those people are liars. I think those people are full of it. I think everybody watches. But what is, like, when you look at these two teams, like how do you see this game being played out, I guess, when we have a week and a half to go?
Yeah, so I think it'll be a close game. Eagles, I probably will have the lead, much like they did last time at halftime. I think the different dynamic is Saquon Barkley, obviously, and see how the Chiefs are able. If you're able to bottle him up, then you're okay. I look at the Rams, who I think are not as good as the Chiefs, obviously, but the Rams had a shot to beat the Chiefs. And they ran the ball. They had, you know, mixed the run and the pass. And they, on the road in bad weather, they had a shot to win the game in the final seconds. Now, everyone's all excited because Philadelphia blew the doors off Washington in the NFC Championship game. But I think the Ram game is more of what we're going to see, where you have Mahomes is better than Stafford, even though I'm a Rams fan, let's be honest. So you got the better quarterback. You've got the defense, which is better than the Rams defense. So I think it'll be more like that, where it'll be a fourth quarter game. And who are you going to bet on? Are you going to bet on Mahomes? Are you going to bet on Jalen Hurts? The main thing for the Chiefs is, and you guys are going to talk about this nonstop between now and the Super Bowl, is limit the 50 plus yard runs from Barkley. He's had so many of those. It's insane. Like, he had three of them against the Rams. He had the first carry against the Washington team. He went for 60 yards last week. Just keep him to a reasonable amount of yardage, and you're probably going to win the game. You're going to hold Philadelphia to field goals. You'll be okay.
Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the Pro Bowl, and get excited to see Patrick Mahomes raise the Tom Brady trophy yet again.
All right, guys. Enjoy New Orleans.
There he is, our guy Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
How many emails did you delete during that?
About 500, I think. I started to go through. I'm down to 3576 right now. 3576. I started with 5193 or something like that. Ooh. Boy, there are a lot of reply alls, man.
Oh, Colt, yeah.
Here's one from October 6, 2024. Yeah. Subject matter, cold filtered water. He replied to all.
Delicious.
I told
refreshing.
You, man.
Yeah.
I thought Bob would hit a reply out that says, about time.
Awesome. Looking forward. They put in a new water fountain. Why do you need to reply to all this? Hey, the new water fountain's ready. Ooh, good job. Yay.
Mac, I don't know if you're familiar with Bob Fesco, but he does these rants every once in a while. We are into one right now.
This may go down with the apple picking one. Here's one from October 5th. It's Friday and life is good in KC. Thank you.
Well, we're getting ready to get an email in 26 minutes, so you can delete all you want, but there's about two more fires coming at you. Because it's 8 o'clock every day from the sweetheart we call Joe. And yeah, then she gets, and then we have the Adam Schefter in the building. Quote tweet.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, like Schefter, yeah.
Chiefs are going to wear the white jerseys from the Chiefs website. They're going with white.
Right.
Thanks, Adam.
No, but the thing about Schefter is source. No, that was the press release we all got, Adam. Like, I don't think Adam understands, like, they send these press releases out to everybody.
Pro Football Talk had an article that Nick Sirianni, that guy, let me hear you now, Chiefs fans, that he's going to do some things different and tweak the offense a bit from this Super Bowl to the last.
Well, he didn't have Saquon Barkley in the last one. Saquon.
So that's cute. So are the Chiefs. Shouldn't everybody? So I don't know really what that really was about.
Of course. And when once you get to the Super Bowl, like this is where I think the Chiefs have an advantage over whoever they play, even though they played the same team, you know, as you mentioned with Ben twice now, Philadelphia twice and San Francisco twice. The Chiefs have their game.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
game plan. And it's funny when you hear people talk, they go, well, we're going to roll out our Super Bowl playbook. And like, they actually have a Super Bowl playbook because they've been four times in the last 5 years. So they have a, you know, an order of ways that they're going to do things. And obviously you make tweaks and changes along the way, but you know, the Chiefs were ready to go for the Super Bowl in October. Like they had their plan and it was ready to go because they had been there so long. It doesn't surprise them. And I think the Eagles will be, Dusty, in a better position this year because it is their second time in 3 years. They know what that experience, at least the coaches know what that experience is like and what they're going to have to deal with, you know?
Do you guys have, I don't really know how you are on this. Like, I don't know if you're in a superstition or just a little stitious or whatever it is. Do you guys have thing? Cause you've been in Tennessee. Like, did you do like, how do you do Super Bowls normally? Obviously we're all tweaking how we do it this year. We're going to be giving the people a live shot at New Orleans as much as we can, trying to help out bringing knowledge to Kansas City.
Heck yeah.
But like, did you have a tradition?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, me and my oldest brother watched everyone together, but I was in three different, I was in college for one, then I was working in Wyoming for another, then I was back in Nashville for the next one. So three different places, but everyone I was with, this will be the first one I don't watch with my brother.
Oh
so.
My goodness. That's not a good sign then.
I know.
That is just not
well,
a good sign.
We watched
right?
Tampa Bay together. So,
okay.
We recovered.
Right.
We recovered right. fine.
You recovered just fine for that. No, I think that, you know, I think everybody kind of has their deal.
Do you, the wife and the kids, just sit in the basement and watch it?
You know, a lot of times we watch different places because she reacts, you know, the wrong way.
And you
way.
Just can't do it.
I just like, come on, we've seen this before. There's 3:33 right. to go. It ain't Josh Allen out there, okay? We're going to be just fine. And so, we, you know, she like wears her emotions mm-hmm. on her sleeve. And, you know she's more superstitious than I am about this stuff. I'm like, I got Patrick Mahomes. I don't need anything to be superstitious about. Like, those days are done. I think you have the superstitions when things don't go your way. And you go, well, I didn't eat that bucket of chicken like Wade Boggs used to do or whatever it was or whatnot. But now for me, I'm like, nah, my superstition is number 15. He takes care of everything for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably the least superstitious person there is. Like, I was the guy that when I played Little League Baseball, a lot of kids would think, I don't know if they did it because it's cool where they jump over the line.
Oh, baseball loves that.
I would run my foot through it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, swear.
You're like, screw you.
I just, yeah.
No, that's like that's verboten in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, wow.
You see all these athletes leap over the line. Somebody's going to blow an Achilles one day doing that. Some large fat guy out of the bullpen. He's going to jump over the line. Oh, my arm.
A guy did it in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah,
tried to jump over the sideline. It was Achilles. Literally, it happened last year.
Greenlaw.
That's right, it did. Yes. Ruined their defense.
I am honestly surprised a middling reliever did not do that already, right?
But normally, like, what we do is we go to my buddy Tyler's house, and he gets lasagna. And we've always given him crap about it. Like, why do you get lasagna for a Super Bowl? He goes, because we got it the first year, and they won, and I'm not changing the recipe. Mm-hmm. So it's lasagna and meatballs, which I've always had I've always griped about it on After Hours. I'm like, you do pizza. You do, like, snacks. You don't do lasagna. Because,
I like lasagna.
But do you eat it right when you get there at 2 o'clock, and then it's sitting in your gut, and you wait? And, like, then do you eat it later when it's cold?
With the drinking, too. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Not everybody boozes. I get that. But, like,
for
Super
sure.
Bowl,
yeah.
I'm like, the last thing I want to do is fill up and then try to watch. And then another thing I don't want to do is, and again, I'm griping. I get it. I understand I'm being annoying. But, like, it's a tradition. I would eat it cold. I would have a meatball at halftime or two, whatever it was. But obviously this year will be different. I'm interested to know if people do have like a superstition when it comes to Super Bowl. Cause I know a lot of people when it first started, I get this a lot on the text line. They would say, yeah, first year went, everybody's excited. Then when they won the second one, I stayed home and watched it with my significant other or my closest friends. And I enjoyed it more. So we do that now.
Yeah.
Of, you know, it's
so back to the lasagna for a second, because like
reply all yum.
Yeah.
There's lasagna in the upstairs.
And that
fridge.
May be a bit the reply all
Delicioso.
Segment. Who eats lasagna? Like, honestly,
I love it.
But do you eat it a lot? Like, is lasagna something that you think, oh, okay, let me make a lasagna or get one from the store or anything like that?
It's a twice a year thing.
I was literally about to say twice
right,
a year.
Maybe twice a year, right? Okay. If that. But anytime like somebody's sick or somebody dies, 85 Stouffer's lasagnas show up on your front doorstep.
That's so true.
And like that's no knock. Everybody appreciates, you know, the help and whatnot. But like I don't eat lasagna. Most of us don't eat lasagna. But if there is a death or a surgery and they're doing like these meal trains or what, everybody's showing up with lasagna.
Yeah.
Like you don't eat lasagna on the reg. Why are we eating it now? Because somebody died.
I got
Garfield who died.
No. And apparently, other people that are listening, they know my friend Tyler. They're like, "You're not going to be there this year. Is he still going to do it? He has to. He's doing it. He sent the Evite out that he does every year." And he's going to have lasagna and meatballs. It will be there like it is every single... You have to do it. If you had gefilte fish and they won, guess what you're having until they lose?
Yeah.
Gefilte fish.
Yeah.
Vegemite sandwich.
Oh, that'd be tough. That'd be with you from the start to the end.
And then during the parade 3 days later, that thing will still be floating around.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Traditions. Or whatever you have, like you have something that you have to do. Somebody says, two superstitions I have. I get really drunk and I wear the same shoes for each Chiefs Super Bowl. I didn't wear them for the Tampa Bay one, and I've had them on since, and I haven't had them on since. Or I wore a different pair. Yeah. Now, I don't know. I eat lasagna probably twice a year. But when my mom passed away, dude, this was crazy. So my buddy sent me three pizzas from Chicago, Luminati's. Mm-hmm. Got three of those. Awesome. But then it was crazy. I kept getting delivered pizza for like the next 3 days. Like it'd be pizza would show up like, yeah, I have a large pizza for Dusty. I'm like, yeah. And then like in my fridge, it was like three boxes from three different places, like Funhouse, Pizza Hut, Minsky's. And then there was three frozen pizzas, Luminati's. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Like
a lot of pizza.
A lot of pizza.
Yeah. But it's that or lasagna. It's crazy, man. Like lasagna, like I love Jasper's lasagna. It's great. But I'm like, I'm not ordering lasagna or thinking about lasagna, but I mean, somebody dies and my God, everybody runs to the store and gets you a frozen Stouffer's.
Which is good.
Yeah. Nothing come closer to home.
Somebody says, I get on the top of my roof and I Stone Cold Steve Austin Busch Lights. I did the first year and I'm stuck in the cycle and having to do it every year. I do that like every other Friday. I did it when they blocked the kick against Denver. Bob FaceTimed me with Ben Maller. I was like literally stone cold.
I mean, that was, I mean, I haven't behaved like that in a long time after that Denver game. I mean, it was just, everything just was like.
Wait till Friday night next week. Somebody says, Funhouse Pizza good. It's delicious. Get the big head. Yes, that's the name. It's cheese, pepperoni, jalapenos, and then more cheese and pepperoni on top. That's what it is, baby. Coming up on the other side, smash or pass. Couldn't lead up to that any better than that. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
A lot of lazy G's out there, a.k.a. lasagna lords. Somebody says, dude, now I need to go buy a Stouffer's lasagna because I'm craving it.
I actually kind of am craving lasagna, too.
Well, you know where to find some.
Yeah.
I've never seen Stouffer's lasagna. Huh. Okay. Yeah, it's good. Must be culturally specific. I've never seen Stouffer's lasagna at for a funeral. I don't know. Everybody's are different.
I'm talking just showing up to the house, you know. Oh, you need a meal. You can't cook. Everybody's busy. It's lasagna after lasagna after lasagna. I haven't been to many funerals, knock on wood, you know. And a couple that I have been to have been like in church basements. And sometimes the church ladies put together stuff or whatever the case may be. But I mean,
isn't that special?
Yeah, but I'm not. I usually don't eat at those type of things anyway. Who wants to eat at a funeral?
Depends on how close the person was to you. Like, I didn't eat for, like, 3 days when my mom passed away. I lost, like, 20 pounds. I was like, yes, finally. And then I ate one meal, and I was like, oh.
You gained it all right back.
Like, dang it.
Well, you had that lasagna, Dusty.
Yeah.
You think about lasagna, Dust Man.
Yeah, I basically had lasagna. Luminati's, man. Chicago-style pizza is basically lasagna. So, going to New Orleans. So, we do smash or pass this week.
Smash.
I think everything on here is something we will smash. Here's the bit to this week that plays into next week. Everything that we are about to list, we are going to intake when we are in New Orleans because you have to. So we start with gumbo.
Gumbo, absolutely smash gumbo, right?
Yeah. We had that question on our Instagram page on 96.5 The Fan's IG, and they asked us gumbo or po' boys, which is the next one.
Right.
You're smashing both.
Yeah.
In fact, if you could do a soup salad or a soup sandwich, can you do like a half po' boy and a gumbo? Boy, wouldn't that be nice?
I told you yesterday, bring your stretchy pants on this trip, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of food when you think about it.
French Quarter.
There's nothing in New Orleans that I'm going, no, I'm not smashing, right? Like everything is unbelievable. And you eat down there and you feel like I didn't eat enough. I didn't eat at the right place because there's so much. It's like Chipotle. Arguably the greatest food city. Well, we're not going to Chipotle.
The boss told us to.
Yeah, good. It's arguably the greatest food city in the world. We're not going to Chipotle. I mean,
I'm also not going to go to Popeyes, but I do. Right? I do have a theory that Popeyes is better in Louisiana than it is in Kansas City.
I believe that.
And damn it, I love Popeyes.
I think it's pretty much the same. Just like McDonald's is pretty much the same everywhere. It's not better in Ireland because it's an Irish restaurant.
Like Famous Dave's isn't better here just because we have great barbecue.
His Richard of the Week also is going to be the guy from UConn.
No, he said that for a reason. We talked about that yesterday.
Like, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, you wouldn't come to Kansas City and go to, like,
I listen.
A franchise of
no,
restaurants.
You would not. No, you would not. You'd
you
go to the local
to thank you for listening
barbecue
to me.
I did not do it because I knew what you were doing. Yeah,
was,
I knew what you were doing.
It's a callback.
Bob yeah. almost did it.
You go to the local places when, yeah, when you know, you
for
travel.
For sure. You would go where you can't get it anywhere else.
Right.
Which is what we're going to do.
Right.
Beignets.
Beignets are, I mean, fried dough with powdered sugar on top that are hot out of a paper sack that leaves the grease stains on the bag. Yes.
I'm going to eat so many of those. I'm going to look like Jim Carrey and me, myself, and Irene when he doesn't take a drink of water after he takes his pills. Yeah, I don't know. I've never had a beignet.
It's literally fried dough. It's great.
Is there anything in the middle?
No.
It's just puff pastry, basically, yes, with no, yes, no paste, with no great puff? Or plenty of puff?
Oh,
no,
there's just plenty. I mean, it is fried dough with powdered sugar. How could it get any worse than that, you know?
It's like a donut.
From the 816, I don't know, guys. The best Applebee's I've ever been to is in New Orleans. Well, we know where we have to go.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, you would think the best Applebee's would be here because it was originally from here, so.
Or in somebody's neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Oysters, you get down with them?
I love oysters.
You do? Yeah, I figured you wouldn't like oysters.
No, I love oysters. I think we had 24 the other night. I mean, I absolutely love it. Earl's Premier, by the way, if you haven't been, go. Fantastic place.
I do love oysters, but I have like a system. Squeeze the lemon on top, dip my fork in the cocktail sauce and the cocktail sauce and then the horseradish, and then click it out and then eat it.
Yeah, I got a system too. I pick up the shell and I go, and I suck it right out, and that's it.
You don't put anything on it? You just raw dog
it? I mean, sometimes you do, but you know, if the oysters are good, just like anything, you don't need sauce. You know, people will tell you that about your barbecue, right? If it's good, you don't need the sauce.
Anthony Bourdain said you shouldn't eat oysters. They're the mucus of the sea.
Well, I mean, they kind of are. I mean, you look at them, you know.
He says you also never eat fish on Mondays in restaurants.
Well, you worked at one. Is that true?
I don't know. I ate salmon a lot on Mondays.
Yeah.
I just love Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, me too.
He's wonderful. Wonderful.
Two of his books. And I love Parts Unknown. R.I.P. to one of the best.
Yeah, one of my friends was on his show, our friend Luis Garcia from Miami, who owns like the best seafood restaurant you ever did eat at in Miami. It's called Garcia Seafood, right? Salvi's a big fan, and he's in there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, Anthony Bourdain went to his place. And I mean, you want to talk about like Food Network guy type dude showing up. Like if Anthony Bourdain is coming to your place, you know it is legit.
Seriously.
I think he said Joe's was one of the 13 places you must eat before you die.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He went there. He's like, it's a gas station. Well, that's like his forte. Like he's big. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen his clip on Waffle House?
Mm-hmm.
Hole in the wall.
Fantastic. Yeah.
He's like, go into the restaurant, ask what the soup of the day is, order a beer, whatever. And then the very end is like my like Twitter handle quote. It just says, enjoy the ride. Oysters Rockefeller. Some people think that it's like not the same. Like it's like, oh, you're eating that. You're cheating the system.
No, Oysters Rockefeller in New Orleans, they're called like grilled oysters, I think, or you know, unbelievable. There's a place in the Hilton Hotel that is famous, and I was talking with Jasper because he's trying to set up a lot of like foodie things for us down there because he knows everybody. And we couldn't remember the name of the oyster place in the Hilton Hotel that is known for the grilled oysters, but they are unbelievable. They got the cheese and the spinach on top. Oh, they're phenomenal. Phenomenal stuff.
Okay. Somebody says, be careful at night, Dusty. Them cockroaches be roaming.
Great.
Great. and then jambalaya.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the significant difference between jambalaya and gumbo?
I think
gumbo's more broth and jambalaya is just rice and meat.
Yeah, rice and all that kind of stuff.
I just had jambalaya.
Yeah.
So gumbo's more soupy?
I think gumbo's more soup.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That might be an elite sandwich soup combo. Because one of my favorites is like the Panera broccoli cheddar and like the I think it's like their prime rib sandwich or whatever it is. Just has basically like pickled red onions, horseradish sauce, and meat and white cheddar. And you get that with a cup of broccoli cheddar. You're not doing much the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And your sodium intake is massive.
Is this to quote, eat at a local restaurant tonight, get the cream sauce.
Yep.
Have a cold pint at 4 o'clock and mostly empty bar. Go somewhere you've never been. Listen to someone you think may have nothing in common with you. Order the steak rare. Eat an oyster. Have a Negroni. Have two. Be open to a world where you may not understand or agree with the person next to you, but have a drink with them anyways. Eat slowly. Tip your server. Check in on your friends. Check in on yourself. Enjoy the ride.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.